From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNZ Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, not a moment too soon. Live and in living color, it is The Usual Suspects coming to you from Carbach Brewery in the beautiful surroundings of Carbach Brewery, where the lunch crowd is indulging. Everybody is happy. It's a beautiful spot. First time here for me, Barry. Outstanding environment.
Yeah, my first time here as well. I like it. I dig it. This is nice. I wasn't expecting it to be this nice. It's not going to lie. It's a chill place to come eat. I've already started eating. I got something called like chicken sambuca. I don't know what the hell exactly. Hold on. I'm going to tell you what this is. This is the chicken saltimbocca. And it's legit. It's chicken pan-fried with bacon. And I'm not upset that I ordered this.
I did the grilled really chicken good. With grilled vegetables. It was fantastic.
Yep.
So people hear Carbach and they think great beer, but it's so much more food than that. The food is fantastic.
I always heard AJ talk about how good the food was here, and I was like, yeah, no, it's a brewery. They probably just have, like, fish and chips and burgers. And nope, it's a legit
Don't sleep
restaurant.
On the fish and fries, though, because the fish and fries
are good.
Really good here, too. So, yeah, stop by and see us if you want. We are right off of 290. It is Carbach Street, which means it's a big deal.
I'm mad. Not going to lie. I'm upset.
What, Laminack Street was taken?
No. Is Tyler still there? Because tell Tyler I took his shirt. So I get here. I wanted one of these. They got these sweet-ass beard shirts. They're B-E-E-R apostrophe D.
Right.
Instead of like a beard on your face. So I'm like, cool. I'll get there. They'll give me one. None left. So I go over to, you tell me the promo girls might have one, and they say, well, we do have one left, but it's for Tyler. And at which point I informed them, nope, not anymore. I'm taking that. Give me that bad boy. I don't care if it's an XL. I'm going to shrink it. I'll wash it in hot water and shrink it. It's mine now. So I got one. So Tyler's, he's ass out. He didn't
get one. So basically, Tyler suck it.
Yeah.
Barry has overruled.
Sorry, bud. Sorry.
That's the way it goes around here, as you know. So
right.
We are glad you guys are here along for the ride. Nick is back at the station. Nick, what's up back there? Everything good?
What up, man? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Cool, man. Just chilling. You know what I had to order at Carbach?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dell and Raheel were talking about bringing you back some food, and then they just went, nah, probably not.
I don't think Dell or Raheel were considering that at all.
Nope. No way possible. They don't care. No. Not in the least.
Unfortunately, I got the nonverbal confirmation, Nick. You were absolutely correct.
Hey, do we have Wi-Fi? Was there a...
That's what I was doing.
Sweet. That's going to be awesome to do a show with no Wi-Fi. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a good time.
He wasn't paying attention, Dell. That's all right. We'll get him hooked up. So basically, other than that, what else is going on?
Nothing. You know, I was kind of... the wife stayed home today, interrupted my morning ritual. And that
so you couldn't
sleep till 11. Yeah, that's right. You nailed it.
Jerk the gherkin?
Nope. I couldn't sleep till 11. She had me up at like 8 o'clock. And then I went back to bed, and she didn't like that either. So I'm kind of all discombobulated. I'm not used to like being prepped and reading articles and all that.
Never good when the wife is mad. I've been there, done that enough times to know that you can't do wrong right, and you're just like, maybe I should go to work early today.
Yeah, I thought about it. Nah, she was cool. She was. She even took the trash out for me because I was still asleep. So she's the real MVP of the house today.
Well, I know that Lisa yesterday had to do a internal. Like America's Got Talent at MD Anderson.
Oh, really?
And Dustin has sources.
Yes.
He was there, and he was working, and he met Lisa. And
so he works at MD Anderson?
Yeah, so we know that now. Yeah, so we can always reach out and do what we have to do if he ever gets on our bad side. But, yeah,
gotcha.
He was there, so that was cool. So she was doing that. Good news to report, the pogo stick is doing well.
Okay.
Bo, the three-legged dog, has basically completely recovered. So is in good
That's great,
spirit,
dude.
So that's good at home. Yeah, got that going.
That is good news.
Yeah, so we're rolling.
So who won MD Anderson Has Talent or whatever? Or
it was for employees, and it was pretty cool. So
is MD Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it was for employees, and they actually have, like, you know how because MD Anderson's so big,
right?
They have all the different TVs and everything were programmed so you could vote.
Okay.
And then they voted internally amongst the employees for the people that actually did the talent show, and a guy won $500. I think he was a singer.
So everybody in the talent show was an employee.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And they brought in Lisa to kind of MC it?
Yeah.
Or vote?
Yeah, there were three judges, and they were all judging each
individual. Oh, she was a judge.
Yeah. She was a judge for each individual
They went all out.
They did. And basically, she said, based on how big it was and how nice it was, that they probably could.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the winner got a $500 check, and they...
Oh, that's badass.
So it was pretty cool.
What was the talent that won?
I think he was a singer.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of... Did they have any comics?
I don't know. I can ask her.
I'd love to know if anybody did stand-up.
I know Dustin said that the first five acts basically should have popped her eardrums, and then after that and then it got better. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would have sucked. A lot of listeners coming in. Shout out to USA Mike for being in the building. He's here. Caught me out in the parking lot, tried to take my wallet. Don't trust that guy. Can't trust him. He will steal your things. No, that's not true. No, Dale, it's not because he's black. It's because he's menacing and mean. And I saw him steal something, so no. Dale, always trying to make it racial.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty much. we're going to be out here at Carbach. The crew is starting to arrive. Michelle has found a seat with a back on it so she won't fall off. She's going to be here at Carbach having lunch.
What?
Charlotte's here. Yeah, Michelle was telling people she fell off a chair today. So I don't know.
You got to clue people
what was going on.
I saw her post on Facebook.
I said your chair has a back on it, so you won't be falling off another chair today? Okay. So that's true. That's legitimately you fell off a chair today.
I tried to tell him inside jokes don't work on the radio, but...
I was getting to it. Thanks.
Where are you?
Commander in chief.
Where are you? Yes. Yes. Michelle, no one can hear you.
So Michelle fell off the chair at work.
It's radio. I don't know if you know how this works. But there's this microphone and then all that goes out. But yeah, Michelle, our promotions director, fell out of her chair at the office. And was there a lot of people around, Michelle? I hope everybody saw it.
You made sure you emailed it.
Did your skirt go over your head?
She emailed it.
And then your drawers and just... Oh, yeah.
Oh, Facebook. She Facebooked it. So that was a lesser network than if she had emailed it. So, yeah, so everybody knew. So she's got a chair with a back on it. Charlotte's here. Judy's here. The crew's here. We love them.
So bad. Let's move on. Let's keep going.
So my boss tells me it's time to move on, so we want to make sure that if you want to reach us, 713-780-3776 is the phone number. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. And if you stop in today and throughout the broadcast, and the Blitz will be here till 7 leading up to the Rockets game, where it's a great place and a great environment to watch the Rockets games. They have, if you order the pint beers outside, they have glasses with Rockets logos and Carbach on them. You keep those. Our promo team has hats you can get with the Carbach logo and the Rockets logo. I think we're out of the beard t-shirts. Maybe the restaurant still has a few. I don't know. But all just.
I'm getting one if they do.
More reasons to come in and see us and make sure that Barry gets a t-shirt for Tyler. Because he knifed one from Tyler. We'll try and get him one, too.
That's right.
But we'll continue to be here, and hopefully you will, too. Just getting started. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time, and there's good reason why. All my furniture comes from Gallery Furniture. And now Mattress Mack has made it so much easier for you people to get to one of their three locations and get the same kind of deals and quality everywhere you go. That's because they're located at the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. They're located in the Galleria across from Dillard's, and they're also located at the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which one you stop in, you just get the same fine deals. You know that whatever they say that they're going to do, they're actually going to do for you. And they have great American-made solid wood, last-a-long-time furniture from brands like Stickley, whether it's leather or it's upholstered. And you get the deals that they tell you they're going to give you. That means that you buy today, you get it tonight. That means there's no backorder slips. Whatever you pick out and you say is yours and you purchase, you're going to get that, and you're going to get it within 3 to 4 hours. The delivery people are going to make sure if you want things moved around, taken out, all the different things that always are a pain when you get new furniture, they take the pain out of it by doing it for you. And what Max says is true, and he's always going to live up to his word. That means Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. Cooling on the corner with the cellular phone. You could tell that the East Bay was his home. More male than the rest of the pushers, cause he got a Tech 9 in the bushes.
And this is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. It is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 coming to you live from Carbach Brewing. It is a incredible environment. It's a great place to stop by and have lunch. It's a great place to enjoy all the beer, that the atmosphere, and to check out the Rockets game tonight as they get ready for game two against the Warriors. It is Tacoma and Magnum right off Mangum, right off of 290, and they have their own street, Carbach Street.
Yep.
Very, very cool. You buy a beer today in the beer garden, get a Rockets pint glass today only. They are very sweet, so you'll have a souvenir to bring home. A promo crew is here. They have hats and T-shirts with the Rockets logo on them, as well as Carbach, and lots of good fun going on. So stop on by, see us here till 7 o'clock.
Yeah, way back Wednesday today, the theme is drinking. Obviously, the theme is drinking. We're at Carbach Brewery. So our way back Wednesday theme of the day, alcohol, songs about drinking or songs about alcohol. So I've got hour number one. Nick, have you decided who's going to be hour number two yet?
I'll be hour number two, and Joel will be in the last hour.
I'll take that as a no. So I've got hour number one.
I'll be hour from there. Two,
yeah.
And Joel
had to start off with a little.
Hour.
Do you remember that song? 187 Proof by Spice One?
I don't.
Oh, this is amazing song.
I struggled. I had to eliminate songs today.
Did you?
Yeah, I struggled with which songs to eliminate.
Yeah, there several that I had that I wanted to go with, you snagged by getting your list in first.
You're welcome.
But Spice One, the 187 song, he basically just did a fairy tale where all of the characters were alcoholic beverages, like Jack Daniels and all that, Captain Morgan. So, yeah, it was that's a good song. So, of course, Nick will be putting up a poll. You can vote on who wins. I'll be defending my crown.
Okay. You're just going to stuff the ballot box again. Speaking of that, and I don't, we'll try and get to it, but on that same kind of theme,
yes,
there was a guy in Philadelphia who jumped into a chick's DM and tried to use, like, Philadelphia-based sexual innuendo, and she just squashed him.
Where? What happened?
Like, he's using, like, Nick Foles and just... I'll show you.
Yeah, I want to see this. That sounds tragic and awesome at the same time.
It really was. And even the guy's, like, on-screen name, it's like, come on, dude.
So this was from Tinder?
It was on – they posted the article on Barstool.
Oh.
And the dude sees the chick, and he says, in all Philadelphia terminology, some of them I'm not a Philadelphian, so I don't get all of it. But instead of John 3:16, he says, John 3:16 – for I so loved this Philly chick,
uh-huh,
that I DM'd her to see if she has a bow because I want her to make her my line, like Corey Clement, the running back of the Eagles.
I already hate this dude.
They call me Rodney because my long, and I can't say that word, hangs to my knee, but it would be another Philadelphia athlete. Baby, I ain't no fool's gold. I'll make you moan. It hurts so good,
yep.
Like Zach Ertz, the tight end.
Yep, this guy's a virgin. There is no doubt. There's only a virgin would write something like this, like, and think it was
going
to work.
Yeah, I mean, and he just keeps going, and it gets worse and worse. And I'll retweet it, and then she responds, "Can someone just throw me into traffic, please?"
Exactly. Like, what dude out there that's ever like had any luck with a lady would think that something like that is going to work?
I just put it out at Pac-Man Joel. Check it out. His on-screen name is Sex Titleson.
Yeah, that's a virgin. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a virgin. He's never felt the sensual touch of a woman. That's obvious. So obvious.
No.
My wife worked with a guy that she's a nurse, and this was a long time ago in one of her jobs. But this dude name was Jay, and he was trying to be smooth with this lady. So he had this card for Easter. And he asked my wife for advice. He was like, hey, this is what I wanted to give this chick that I want to take out for Easter. And it was basically like, hey, I hope you'll hop to this and don't think it's a bunny. But and then he signs it, Meester J.
Oh,
like she was
no.
like, yeah, you definitely. I mean, do you want to have relations with this girl? And he was like, yeah. He goes, then don't give her this card because it'll never happen.
So the funniest part was Barstool responded to the dude and he said, Melissa, don't go running into traffic. You're a special lady. These weirdos want to get Embiid with you.
Oh, no.
You might get Sarich to your stomach after reading it.
No, that's even worse. That's why I don't follow Barstool anymore. Did you hear Raheel and Dell talking about Barstool? The whole time,
a little bit, yeah.
They were talking about it. The whole time I thought was, you talk about something that kind of jumped the shark already? For me, it's Barstool. At one point, they had great articles, and now it's
they're
capitalizing on their popularity, which I totally understand, but they're doing it with a bunch of podcasts and it's just, I don't know, it's for me it's just
almost
over
like
the top stuff I don't want to see
TMZ-ish
or watch or listen
fake,
to
fake, like they got into it with Rappaport after Rappaport had a lot of stuff. He started to work for them a little bit.
Then
there was a battle there. There were all these different crazy little tiffs that they were trying to explode into big deals. But I know that their merchandise off of that and the other things just is going through the roof. Like the other day in the office, Jordan, one of our sales guys, walks by and on the sleeve I go, is that a Barstool logo? And he's like, yeah, they did their own version of the Tiger Woods logo, and I had to get one of those. And I'm like, damn, they're killing it on merchandise.
They do. They're really popular, but for me, I was just like, eh, it stopped being funny, and it started being more commercial. It's kind of the same thing that happened with ESPN SportsCenter. You know, it lost the beauty of what it was and just became so commercialized that it was like, eh, no thanks. So, I mean, I don't even actually open the site anymore for show prep.
Really? At all?
No.
It's the last site I'll check.
Tyler tweeted me, said, Barry, you can't even grow a beard. Leave my shirt alone. No, I may not be able to grow one, but I'm going to be able to wear one.
Last time I checked on the shirt, the beard wasn't red.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you can grow one or
that's
not.
Right. Sorry,
there's
Tyler.
Not many people going to read the shirt and go, oh, you know Tyler from ESPN. No, that's not the deal.
Sorry, bud. You don't get a shirt. Maybe next time. That's why you got to be here. I know you had to work, but who cares? That's on you. Quit your job, get down here, get a T-shirt. That's how it works. Right? No, you don't have my back on this one, Joel?
I do. I already tried, and I had another line kind of on deck, and I'll just leave it there.
Okay, that's probably wise.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to talk about on the show today, so we want to make sure everybody's, unless you live under a rock, you know, Game 2 Rockets Warriors is tonight.
Yep.
Stroh's last night, nice little comeback victory. If you did tune in late last night, you were rewarded late. Jose Altuve with a big two-run double late in the game to get the Astros the victory. They ended up adding a run in the ninth. Garrett Cole went five innings, gave up three runs, so it wasn't like subhuman the way he has been going.
Right.
But it was still a good start, and the Astros get one back on the Angels last night.
Yeah, welcome back to the party, Jose Altuve. Wasn't he like 0 for 16 or something like that?
It was 0 for 17 going into the ninth the other night when he got the hit after Springer got thrown out at second.
Yeah.
And so he broke that streak. That 18 is the longest streak he's ever had in his career without at least getting on base, and so he stayed one below that by getting a hit, and then he gets hot last night at the right time, big hit late.
Who was on base a couple times to score those runs?
I'm going to guess, because I didn't look at the box score like you, but I'm going to guess you're going for Alex Bregman.
Oh, Alex Bregman in the two-hole scoring two more runs again on base for guys like Altuve.
You want me to have your
Correa.
Back on this one, too?
Oh. No, I'm just gloating. I'm just gloating the fact that
go to sportsmap.com and search for Barry Laminack columns, and you can find out,
smarter
about sports.
I'm really only doing that because of all the a-holes that attacked me on Facebook and said how stupid of an idea that was, that A.J. Hinch knows what he's doing, leave it alone.
Do we
so
have a-holes?
That's what?
That listen?
Yeah.
And
also, news out of Astros camp, your old pal Jake Mariznick.
See ya.
Yeah, he gone. He got sent back down. He got optioned. They're bringing up Tony Kemp, so that's who will be taking his place in the lineup. It was pretty bad for Jake Mariznick. They talked about in the article on MLB Trade Rumors. They talked about what he was able to do before. Problem is now, like his slash line last year, 243, 319, 496, 16 home runs. You'll take that from Jake Mariznick all day, every day, plus the base running and the defense. Problem is now he's got a 151 on base percentage. Joel, I think I could get on 15% of the time. I could just put my arm out and get hit by a pitch 15% of the time.
Let's not go overboard.
I think I could. But he's striking out almost 50% of the time. That is, I don't even know if Chris Carter struck out 50% of the time. So
here's my question.
Bye, Jake. I mean, we love you and all, you know.
Totally agree that he's the guy to go down.
Yeah.
But is Tony Kemp the right guy to bring up?
I know what you want.
I don't want Tucker. I'm not Granato.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's time for Tucker yet. But I've been tweeting out stats of a certain player that was up, then down, and has been ripping the cover off the ball in AAA.
J.D. Davis.
And J.D. Davis was the guy that I was leaning towards. I mean, look, you've got Tyler White. You've got other guys. But I just saw his stat lines lately, and it's always good that you can say a guy is a hitter or, you know, is a stick, whatever. But regardless of what his DNA is, you take a hot guy, too, that's been hitting the ball well and bring him up, that's where I would have gone.
Where are you going to play him, though?
Well, but it doesn't – to me, it's like you could DH him. You could give him some
okay.
You could move him around a little bit.
But you're replacing Mariznick, so you need that outfield. You need that base runner. You need that that defensive replacement late in the game, right?
But I do like the idea. You still have Derek Fisher.
Yeah. But Derek Fisher's also barely like hitting what? What is he hitting right now?
He's had a couple hits recently.
That's not. I think he's hitting.
He's had a couple hits recently.
211, maybe. I'll look it up. But no, the problem is J.D. Davis is going to play third base or first base. I don't know if you trust him yet in left field. Derek Fisher's hitting 181.
So he's on the upswing.
Well, his average is better than Jake Mariznick's on base. So you have that going for you, which is nice.
Can they do something where they combine the two of them and just hope that they capitalize on each other and just upgrade everything?
No, I think J.D. Davis is worthy of another shot, but only if he's got the right spots to play and if Bregman gets hurt or, you know, Yuli goes down or something like that, I can maybe see that. I don't know who you bring up at this point. Some people say a guy like Tyler White because he can play a backup left field. But, again, I kind of like your thought of getting a different DH and maybe having J.D. Davis do that.
Yep.
But you still need a guy with
Gattis
some speed
gets
on
the
this
two
roster
bombs
as a replacement.
This last weekend at home, started to break out of it a little bit. You can tell that the guys are all pulling for him. Like, he is in that clubhouse. He is
a
favorite.
Over 200 now. Yeah. He's another one that was below that Mendoza line. So some things are starting to take place down at the bottom of that lineup. Josh Reddick had a hell of a game yesterday, too.
Defensively?
Yeah.
You think?
Two more outfield assists. Now he's tied with Cole Calhoun.
So he hosed Mike Trout at third, going first to third. And then if that wasn't good enough, then he hosed Kapler at the plate. So he put on a
that
show
was a bad
with the
send,
arm.
By the way, Reddick had the ball in his hand before old boy was even rounding third. He hadn't even touched third base
I'll say
yet.
This.
You don't send him. That's way
watching
too aggressive.
It live. I thought that McCann missed the tag.
Did you?
I thought he had so much time waiting for him that his leg
deep.
Might have slipped
let him get
over
too
it.
Deep.
Yeah, and at first when Kapler got up, he started going safe. I'm like, oh God, please don't review this and make this a deal. And thankfully they didn't.
Matt Hibbert, I know we got to go. Matt Hibbert just got in the car looking to bet on the Rockets tonight. Has Patrick called yet? People aren't letting it go that Patrick was an idiot. I love it.
And your boy Kurt Lowe, who was sending out a lot of – I was calling him out on
I
a lot of
– DMing him.
Well, I called him out on a lot of ridiculous things on Twitter where he should look at himself before he criticizes others. But then I also called him out, gave him a couple of stats, and he's like, well, you should have told me that. I'm going to change my opinion. I go,
no,
dude.
Change it. It's your opinion. You figure it out.
It's on the internet. He goes, you just got that from when you did all the Rockets games. I go, no, I watch basketball.
I kind of have this other job where I talk sports on the radio.
Yikes.
Good Lord.
All right, we're going to continue on. We are at Carbach Brewery. You should be, too. Stop by right off of 290 in Mangum. We are going to be here till 4. The Blitz will be here till 7. Everybody is very, very nice here. They all take great care of us. Stop in and see us. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. First hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects coming to you live from Carbach Brewing Company, corner of Tacoma and Mangum, right here off of 290. It's actually Carbach Street once you get off of that cross-section intersection. It is fantastic. It is really a live brewery where you can see some of the beer being brewed. Also, a phenomenal restaurant with a great menu, outdoor patio seating. Stop in today, order a beer outside on the patio. You get to keep the glass. It's got the Rockets logo on it, so it's very cool. We still got some hats left and some T-shirts, I think. But a fun time had by all. We'll be here till 4, Blitz here till 7.
Yeah, to catch up on the text line, USA Mike already on here just killing it. He said, my new pickup line, Joel, I know you want to see my Watson. It's USA Mike. That's one. I'm not done yet, nor is he. More Cushing. For the pushing. I kind of like that. I actually kind of like
He's not a Texan anymore, sorry.
No, I kind of like that. That was pretty good.
This dude is funny.
Get in the bed. Get in the bed and let's do some Hopkins.
Okay.
I don't even just stop clowning around. You know you want this, as USA Mike. And then lastly, he just said, Mariznick is striking out more than that guy with those Philly pickup lines. Indeed he is, sir. Indeed he is. Last one. Somebody said that the winner of Way Back Wednesday is whoever plays the most George Thorogood.
I had it on there and I took it off.
That's the stupidest text we've ever had.
Yeah, I was like, that one's not going to go.
George Thorogood is how you're going.
Thorogood has George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Bad to the bone.
No.
Yeah, bad to the bone.
One beer, one. What is it?
I have no idea because I don't know of any other George Thorogood song other than Bad to the Bone.
I had it on my list, and I took it off.
Wait, did you have a George Thorogood album?
No. Never.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I kind of feel like you had single at least.
No. Well, I know one song, obviously, Bad to the Bone.
Right.
And I know that he had a couple other hits.
It's one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
There you go. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Yep. Did you put that on your list, Nick?
No, I took it off, too.
Yeah.
You took it off? So you did have it on the
list? I considered it, yeah.
Really?
I did as well.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel, huh, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, Joel, he always gets his list in first and takes all the good songs.
Yeah, well, not next Wednesday.
Can I just tell you guys something?
4:02, buddy.
You know what time I did that list last night?
9
yeah,
o'clock.
You guys all had your opportunities.
9 o'clock.
The door was
fair and
wide
square,
open.
Fair and square. But Nick, the poll is up, and it's up until 3:50.
Yes, and I'm winning the poll. So not
because
not
have all your family voting again.
Oh, yeah. So totally, yeah. Nick, what did you wait to the last minute for? You said you weren't going to do that.
I don't know, man. I didn't wait to the last minute. But I was actually working on it at 11 this morning.
That's kind of the last minute.
That's kind of the last minute.
Not
we
really.
Go on at 1. We go on at 1 o'clock. What are you talking about?
And actually, you sent your list while I was doing. I was going to do the AC/DC song, and I was going to do the other song, nice. Too. But I got jacked.
Yeah, you waited
jacked.
Too long.
That's all right.
USA Mike wants to know gin and juice. No, I don't have gin and juice. Joel does.
I do.
Yeah.
That's what put him over the top. I mean, he has a really good list.
It's okay.
But the
it
poll,
win,
it's up to the poll, okay. Though.
Nick, I left tequila for you.
Yeah, oh, I was Lord. Thinking about that, too. I was considering it.
Yeah, let me retweet the poll. Did you retweet it as well, Joel?
I will.
Okay. And now you've taken the lead. This poll is stupid, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
All right, let's talk. Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
Nick, did you watch the game last night?
Nah, just pieces of it. Nope, not really.
Just pieces of it.
I'll tell you this.
Not surprised. I was not surprised again.
Well, again, and you.
I think the Celtics are a better team.
And I just think for the most part, look, LeBron had. I said he was going to come out and be a lot better than he was in game one.
And he was.
But 21 in the first quarter. And you're like, okay, well, this is the blueprint for what LeBron has done in games that the Cavs have won throughout the playoffs, where he just shoulders the load and carries the entire team. And then, and I was shocked about this, because you know that the networks kind of fluff up LeBron whenever they get a chance.
No, they don't.
But he took that shot. And I think there was more to it than anybody
a
wanted to admit.
Neck.
But, yeah, whether they say it was just the neck or not, you could tell his cage was rattled pretty
okay.
good.
Yeah, because, one, if you – follow fighting at all, you know that jawline is, they call it the button. If you get hit on that jawline, you get knocked out a lot. You see a lot of knockouts in MMA or boxing, and it's because of that jawline. And so when I saw the shoulder hit the jawline, the first thing I thought is, oh, he's rattled. He got his bell rung a little bit. But then they come back and said that from the locker room, they said
straight neck.
And
you know what that is. That's CYA, so that they don't have to.
Well, they said, she asked, are you concerned about concussion protocol? And whoever she talked to from the Cavs said, absolutely not. Now, I don't know if they had to go through anything with the NBA like they do in the NFL, and there was an impartial person. I don't even know what
there's
what
the NBA. There's a tent in the back?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, and I probably should know this, but I don't even know what the NBA concussion protocol is.
I mean, Do they have a non-partial guy standing by.
But I don't believe that they're impartial. Okay,
because
that's the thing is, you know, LeBron is like, no, guys, you're not gonna take me out of this game. We're down 0-1, and I just got my bell rung, but who cares? You're not taking me out. You go out there and tell them I have a strained neck, and let's move on. That's possible that that happened. I don't know, though, because you don't know who was back there.
He was a different player. Van Gundy's calling him out on shot selection, and they're all calling him out on the fact he didn't rotate and get to the weak side defensively to contest open shots for the Celtics. But the thing that was really, really, really noticeable in my mind was, here's a guy that was on a mission to attack the rim in the first half, and he was settling for really bad one-step fadeaway jumpers. Now, he's made them in the past, but they didn't need them at that time. They needed him to basically shoulder the load and take over, and he didn't do that.
Well, they even made the point on the broadcast at some point in the fourth quarter that if that's Jordan or Kobe, they're going down shooting. And he was deferring. He was dishing the ball. And I think that you saw a more passive LeBron, which he's been known to do. Now, remember, the knock before was, well, LeBron's not clutch because he defers when it's on the line. And not that there was any one particular play where it was on the line, but in that quarter, you felt like the game was slipping away from them, and he needed to step up big, and he was deferring to his teammates. So who knows if it was injury-related, if it was just him out of his rhythm or trying to get his teammates involved. I don't know. I don't know if any of that would have mattered, though. LeBron could have taken every shot that Van Gundy wanted him to take. I just don't know that they're beating the Celtics last night. The Celtics were the better team on that floor from top to bottom. The Cavs had the best player, but the Celtics were the better team. And I think also Tyronn Lue just got out-coached again. I mean, it's obvious. He's getting out-coached.
He's grasping at straws to motivate his team, too, after the postgame to say, well, they were tougher, mentally tougher, physically tougher.
Dude called a timeout 30 seconds into the second or in the third quarter because they went on a 2-0 run or something like that. It was just – I was like, what are you doing? You just
Here's
burned
the
a
thing,
timeout?
On that same –
On that?
On that note, too, the thing that I was ready to throw something through my TV, and I wish I had either the socks or whatever our listeners used to throw at the TV. I was
socks.
Like, are you kidding me? Van Gundy goes – and Mark Jackson, these are two great coaches in this series. And, I mean, everybody gives Brad Stevens all the credit. But what Tyronn Lue does with this Cavaliers team – I mean, it is fantastic, and this is his record. Well, his record since he's took over the team is all because of two numbers, 2 and 3. 23, yeah. LeBron James, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think Tyronn Lue, without a LeBron James, is a guy that's getting his team to the Western Conference Final year in and year out. Brad Stevens has proven he can do it without both of his stars. I mean, he literally has a team full of role players that are the best team in the East right now.
That's the other thing, too.
Crazy.
Robert Parrish now has jumped on this bandwagon with LeBron. Let's not give Brad Stevens too much credit. He's got to finish the deal. The fact that he's got the deal all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals with, like you said, missing his two best players, dude's done more than enough in my book.
All he's got to do is steal one on the road in Cleveland. That's it. That's all. If he goes up and steals one, it is
Tyronn Lue coaching this Celtics team this year without those two guys. They get into the Eastern Conference Finals?
No,
thank you.
They're fighting for the Suns for the first pick in the draft.
There goes that man coaching like a storm. He is fantastic. Yeah. Stop it, Mark Jackson. Stop it, Van Gundy. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We are here at Carbach Brewing. You should be, too, right off of 290. You can get us at Tacoma and Mangum Street. Stop in. Again, if you buy a pint beer outside, you get to keep the glass. Got a Rockets logo on it. They still, I think, have some hats, some shirts, but it's only while supplies last. But it's a great place to watch the game, get some great food, some unbelievable beer, and we'll be here till 7 o'clock, so will the Blitz. We'll be back with a whole lot more.
Yeah, speaking of great places, though, I want to tell the people about Steelhouse Poker because this is the week. You've heard me talking about this. You've heard us pumping this up. This is the week at Steelhouse Poker, May 18th and May 19th. It is the biggest, richest poker tournament in Houston history. Also, Texas history. That's right. $100,000. It's going down May 18th and 19th at Steelhouse Poker Club. Steelhouse Poker Club is located at I-45 North and West Road. You need to know that. So you need to know where you can go and get involved and try to get this money. And it doesn't even matter if you love poker. If you love money, take your shot. Shoot your shot, as the kids say. Because it's going down, Steelhouse Poker Club. They've got the $100,000 tournament. It's $300 to take your shot. It's over 2 days. So I'm going to be there May 19th, hopefully. I'll be able to get in the tournament, and I'll win that money and maybe take the summer off. But also, here's the thing, man. Steelhouse Poker is guaranteeing at least $10,000 every day for every tournament Monday through Saturday. I think I need to repeat that. Steelhouse Poker is guaranteeing at least $10,000 every day for every tournament from Monday through Saturday. If you're a poker player, new or old, it doesn't matter. You need to be in on this. It's Houston's newest and hottest poker room, Steelhouse Poker Club, I-45 North and West Road. To get more information about the tournament, to sign up, go to steelhousepoker.com.
Like the beat for Hurricane, strumming none to start the engine, man. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, we continue to roll on through hour number one. We're going to be here for 3 hours. We're going to be doing what we do. You should, too. Stop by off of 290. Tacoma and Mangum are the crossroads. There's an actual Carbach street. Can't miss it from the street where it says Carbach Brewery. Stop in, see us. Great food, great beer. Great beverages, and of course, stay for the Rockets game tonight. Order a beer outside on the patio. Get to keep the glass. Very cool. It's got a Rockets logo on it. Everything's going good. Our promo team is here. They've got lots of things for you to roll the dice and win. Is that what we're doing today? Okay. All right. You can meet the brains behind what we do. As
me?
The ladies are all here from the office enjoying lunch.
I thought you meant
lunch.
Me.
That would be when I would lie to people, which I don't do, so that's why
I did not
say that.
That wasn't very nice.
That's a fact.
I thought I was the brains behind this operation. Is that not a...
That's the first misconception that sends you on the wrong road.
Next you're going to say it's Nick. Ugh, gross. Do we have a call, Nick? Is Eric still there?
No, he's not.
Eric, if you're out there,
so
call
sad.
Back.
Eric, well, he wanted to talk Philly offseason. I mean, I'm not dying.
He might want to send a DM message.
I'm not crushed if he doesn't call back, but I wanted to take his call. So I know we talked about it and we'll move on, but is that series over, Cavs Celtics?
I don't think so.
You're still rolling Cavs.
Kind of like you did because you made the pick with the Celts. I said from the start of the season, the midseason, the trade, and that even
you said
I kept
Cavs
saying the
five. Right?
I said the Cavs. No, I said Cavs in six. But I said that the Cavs were going to win the West. The East.
They've got to win four in a row now to make it in six. You think that can? Is that possible?
I think they'll still win. I'm just picking them to win the series now. Okay. I don't think six is realistic, but I picked them throughout the year, stuck with them. I'm going to stick with them through now. I have my reservations, but again, even LeBron in the postgame conference said. They did just exactly what we've said. They did what they were supposed to do. They held serve on their home court. Our turn to do it when we go home. They always say a seven-game series isn't really a series and doesn't really get going until someone wins on the other team's home floor. That's what happened here.
Yeah. Did you watch the draft lottery?
No. Not a bit.
I did. I actually watched the whole.
You did?
Yeah.
I actually just waited to see the draft order to see if anybody was able to leapfrog some other teams and capitalize, but it wasn't very
I watched it, and there was one point of some really sweet awkwardness where she lost her notes, so she didn't know who was – because, you know, they go, all right, drafting – representing Philadelphia and right. then representing Boston, and then she got down to, like, the last four, and she didn't have her notes, so she was like
– Who was she? Was it Cassidy Hubbard?
I guess,
or was it someone from the league?
I don't know who the hell it was. You know me. I don't pay attention to who it was. But then there was that, and then there was the Hawks owner who's an actress –
the wife of the Hawks owner, yeah.
Yeah, but she's an actress. But she's
on CBS
or something like that. But she owns – yeah, she's part owner. And did you know that they're part owner in the Bucks too? Or not the Bucks, the Brewers.
I did not.
They're part of an ownership group for the Brewers. So she had her and her husband have ownership in the Brewers and the Hawks. Well, she was there representing them, and for some reason I watched the whole thing go down. It was pretty underwhelming.
Did they interview Little Penny?
No, they did interview Little Penny. So, but it was pretty anticlimactic. If you hadn't heard, Phoenix Suns number one overall pick, Hawks selecting second, or I'm sorry, Kings and Hawks second and third.
Yep. Mavericks 5.
Yep.
They were hoping to move up. Oh darn.
Yeah, I'm crushed for them. And then there was that weird Sixers Celtics. If it was first or third through 10th or something, or 10 through 13.
Protected.
Yeah, it was some weird thing. But, yeah, the Clippers have 2 picks in a row. Did you see that?
Yeah, 13 and 14.
I thought it was 12 and 13, but, yeah, whatever. Same thing.
Yeah.
To me, that's the unfortunate thing about the NBA draft. Once you get past about 6, maybe even 5.
See the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's just blech.
Blech, and then you can screw the pick up really well.
And yeah, and the talent level, it's just such a steep drop off to me after 5 or 6. If you're drafting 13th, that's great. Yeah, you're going to add a body, but the chances of that—I'm not saying that there's no good draft picks late in the first round of the NBA draft, but the chances of them being a difference maker on your squad.
Well, I saw right after the draft they did a 2-round mock draft. How are you going to do the second round right now?
Yeah, that's pretty
silly. You
know,
especially because you got all these guys that declare but don't have an agent and they might go back.
Right.
And you're already trying to project guys into the second round. Stop doing that. That's just reaching for content. So.
Yeah. So there's that. What else? Oh, did you? So last night, J.R. Smith.
Oh, yeah. We got to
talk about that because I was – when I watched the previous series with the Cavs and some of the Cavs games that I watched – I always felt like J.R. Smith was kind of underrated and underappreciated for what he does and did. But I think last night was just dirty. It was just – he's just a crap move by a guy. And you didn't need to do that at that point. And you're if he would have hurt Horford at that point, like, you know, sprained an ankle, twisted a knee, and he's out, it's almost borderline unacceptable. Like, he kind of – to me, if you do something like that at this stage in the playoffs, you should probably be thrown out.
If you didn't see it, I actually – because after I watched the play, I was like, dude, this guy –
that's dirty.
And I'm sitting there trying to remember, like, other incidents. I know that there are other incidents from him, but I'm like, I can't remember all of them. So I Google searched it, and right away there is the top 10 dirty plays from J.R. Smith, and I retweeted him. This dude is flat out dirty, like muddy dirty, just really? Terrible. And I looked at that last night, and I was like, well – yeah, because Horford didn't get up, or he got up right away, he wasn't hurt. I think they let him. He should have been thrown out of that game. I don't think he should have been suspended, but I thought that was a very, very cheap move. Yeah?
Yeah. I think it was. You don't think he should have been suspended, though?
I don't know. I wouldn't go so far as a suspension, because it wasn't like, you know, a blow to the head, above the shoulders, a punch, something like that. But I just thought that was.
But he's in midair. He's to the point where he can't defend himself. He has – basically, you have no control over your body at that point in the air if you get shoved. Like, right now, he's going up. He's under control. He's doing his thing. But once you get shoved, you're at the mercy of what just happened. And he could have hit that – the post, the goal post. He could have –
basket standard.
Yeah, he could have twisted a knee on the way down or an ankle. He could have hit the cameraman and cut his head open. Like, you don't know what could have happened at that
point.
But
I'm saying because he got up – right away, and he didn't suffer any catastrophic injury. I think that's why the referees didn't even throw him out.
Duh.
But I would have thrown him out. I don't think that I would have suspended him, but I would have thrown him out.
Yeah, I don't know. It was too dirty for me at that point. I'm all for like hard fouls and going at it and stuff like that, but I felt that was a little much. But I did love the reaction, his teammates having his back. I did love that. I like the fact that he came back out and he wasn't going to
loved Marcus Smart.
Yeah, Marcus Smart
loved it.
Wasn't having it because you know what? You know what's weird? Think back to Monday night when you saw Draymond Green push your superstar. No other Rocket is in the picture. No other Rocket even bothers to run over. Now, Somebody brought up the point, is that maybe it was Lance on the blitz. He said, well, was that because they had already assessed a T? I don't care at that point.
No, we've said, who we cares? Thought when they got Nene, they finally got, whether you call it a goon or an enforcer or whatever, we thought we got a guy that was not going to let the superstars get punked anymore.
No.
But we didn't get it. P.J. Tucker seems to be that guy. But P.J. Tucker should have been the guy blindsiding Draymond Green. Look, I told you the stories about when Don Nelson coached, he had Paul Mokeski on the end of his bench just to get in fights with Barkley, and if they both get thrown out, hey, that's not just a wash, that's a win for our team. I'll take Draymond Green out, P.J. Tucker out in that game the other night if that's what it takes, but I want P.J. Tucker or someone to step up for Harden and get in somebody's face and say, nah.
Yeah. You want your guys, you have three guys on this team that are known to be roughnecks, Trevor Ariza, P.J. Tucker, Nene. You want those three guys, one of those three guys was on the floor when it happened. You want some of one of them to, or later, like in
hey,
the game.
Hey, if Joe Chi didn't weigh a buck five, I'd send him in there to do
just
it.
Draw just, a foul, just throw an elbow.
Take a shot because you're not going to use him anyway.
That's true. That's a good point.
So we'll continue to move on. We've got one in the books, two more to go in the big show. 2 hours left, and we're here at Carbach Brewing. Stop by and see us right off of 290, if you will. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. Speaking of 290, they're located right down the road, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. You can stop by and see us. Stop by and see them. If you need wheels and tires, they're the place to go. It's where everybody goes in Houston because you get great wheels, great tires, and it's a fantastic way to customize and give your vehicle a one-of-a-kind look. And on top of that, if you have damage to a rim or a tire and you're being told by everybody else you got to replace them and all those big-name stores across the country tell you that kind of thing, stop by and see them first. In most cases, they can repair your tires, they can fix damaged rims, save you a whole bunch of money, and have it looking good as new. And they do it all while you wait in a VIP rating room. Flat screen TVs, leather seating, lots of snacks, a big window where you can watch your vehicle being worked on. Your technician will communicate with you throughout the process. And right now on tires, they have all the major brands, but they have their own private labels too. Those private labels start at $299 and $399 per set. That's for four tires. That's a great deal. Check them out. Let them know that you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and from me. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And if you're bored and you want to see what they can do to your vehicle, check out AmericanWheelAndTire.com and see all the great vehicles they've worked on here in Houston.
Barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get dry and screwed?
ESPN 97.5.